This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You can't believe the media? What you talking about?
Sound like Chris Rock, right?
You can't believe what you trying to say.
Always, he was funny, but I don't know if I find Chris Rock. Well, you know what? There were times when he really was funny, so I can't say that. Anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I was listening to Dr. Phil the other day, and he says, if you notice, this is not called the Dr. Phil Show. It's called Dr. Phil. It's not a show. And I thought to myself, wow, how profound. This isn't really the Kevin Jackson Show. This isn't Kevin Jackson putting on for you. This is Kevin Jackson. These are my opinions. I don't find any of them controversial. My opinion has no more weight than yours, nor yours any more weight than mine. Some of them can be more informed, things like that. If I'm asking you something about your level of something you have expertise in, you may be more informed, ergo, I should listen to your opinion, whatever your show is, or, you know, the blank blank, you know, the Janet Weaver, or the whatever, but this isn't a show. A lot of people do radio shows and or TV shows, and it's about, you know, an image or whatever. I don't have an image. My image is I am who I am. And that's it. So I thought that was pretty profound. There are things that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the truth. And I saw this saying, and it's kind of old, and I refined it, but it says things that tell the truth are small children, drunk people, and spandex. It made me think of a time I wore this shirt. It was super tight. And I was like 20 pounds overweight. And I looked like a mushroom. I had mushroom top because my shorts were too tight. And oh, man, it was ugly. My friends go, no, actually, it was Melissa. She says, you're not going to wear that, are you? I went and looked in the mirror and went, oh, my God, I'm not going to wear this. Woo! Too funny. Yep. But what got me thinking about this is a Tucker Carlson tweet. And he says, if President Trump secures peace at the Singapore summit, Time magazine will name Kim Jong-un person of the year. And it's so true. And then I looked at the Daily Mail, which is a UK-based paper, you know, media outlet. And here's what they put. Could the prospects of a Big Mac be all it takes to convince Kim Jong-un to curtail his nuclear ambitions? That was number one. And the second part, they say, North Korean officials said the isolated regime wants to modernize its economy and become a, quote, normal country during a dinner that followed the recent historic summit between Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Chung In-moon, a special advisor to President Moon, who attended the dinner in April, recently revealed that North Korea wants American investments to deliver a boost to the nation's economy. U.S. companies establishing operations in Pyeongchang would provide a guarantee to North Korea's security. And I agree. And here's what I'm getting at. First of all, they need a middle class. So you got to be very selective about how you go to that country. But if Donald Trump is able to help them start this burgeoning middle class, and maybe there's more of a middle class than we think, and they can start doing more business, and we can help them build, figure out what they do, maybe that'll happen. But one of the other things that they had talked about, besides the idea that McDonald's might bring this world peace, it was something, they were critical of this summit. And I just remember thinking to myself as part of the article, and apparently we didn't get the whole article because this is where it cuts off. It's just it would guarantee this Korean, that our businesses in North Korea would sort of guarantee make Kim Jong-un feel good that we wouldn't bomb him. We wouldn't go after him if we've got our own interest there. Very true. But there was something else that was said, and I can't recall it because the article's not here. But what it was is it was essentially fake news. Now, it's also fake news that a McDonald's, getting a McDonald's is going to save, you know, make them abandon their nuclear ambitions. No, it's going to take more than that. But the implication was that Donald Trump's not going to be able to figure it out. And it was something flippant. And you don't even have to know it in order for me to make the bigger point. The bigger point is that we've gotten to this point in the negotiations, and you're watching all of the press just go crazy over the idea that Donald Trump is doing what he said he would do. He's approaching it exactly the way that he said he would approach it, and it's working. So now we get to do the evaluation of it, because I got asked on a couple of radio shows yesterday and today, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen in North Korea? And I said, well, Donald Trump's going to meet with the North Korean leader, and he's going to say something along the lines of, Kim Jong-un, I have no animosity towards you. None. You know, you're the leader of your country. I have to presume that the people want you for whatever reason, and I'm not going to question that. I'm not here to depose you. What I am here is to propose something to you that you become bigger in their eyes. You're already dominating. You know, you're the leader. So how about we now backfill? How about we now get you things that make people go, wow, Kim Jong-un gave us these things. He's given us automobile manufacturing, or we can buy cars, we can do trade. Let's find out what you do. Let America help you, presuming you decide that this is the route, the course you want to go, because we don't want to bomb you. We have no, what would America gain from bombing North Korea? I mean, I can imagine this is a conversation. What do we, look at our economy. Look at what we're doing. This is what we'd like to help you do. Now, look at your sisters to the south, South Korea. Look at how well we've done with them. And he could talk about the pride of the Korean people. I think that's what he's going to focus on. And I think that's going to set things up for him to feel like, yeah, we are the strong people, and united we would be any better. I mean, we would be better. And how about we have a trading partner, you know, with the rest of the world? And then the bigger thing is this. I can help you build your economy to where you're less dependent upon anybody, including China. That's how I think this will go. And I think you're going to watch Trump then say, okay, we're going to expand into North Korea, but he's going to give them something. I mean, once we get rid of the nukes. Anyway, that's my thoughts. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You can call it any way that you would like to call it. But the fact of the matter is that we see the evidence of it. We see what he said, to Jeff Sessions and the way that he's treating Jeff Sessions. Well, because Jeff Sessions said, listen, I'm recusing myself. I'm not lying for you. I'm scared of this stuff. And I'm not about to get myself into a position where I can be indicted. And he is really upset with him. He would love to get rid of him, but for the fact that he's got friends over the Senate side. These Republicans are saying, you'd better not do it, Mr. President.
You are one of the most outspoken critics of Jeff Sessions, very critical of his nomination to be Attorney General and his performance in that role. So I'm very curious. In the past, you said even on the show, you think Sessions should be fired or he should quit. He should not have the job. What you make of the president's sort of continued public humiliation of his attorney general?
I like that clip. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I like that clip is because Maxine Waters, Chris Hayes is backing her into a corner. Now, he gives her some wiggle room, but what he's essentially saying is now suddenly you're protecting Sessions and you didn't like him. You said he was a racist. You didn't want him in there. And suddenly, you like him. You're protecting him. Why? But he doesn't frame it that way. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com,
844-551-8255. I just played that clip. We've been wanting to play it for a couple of days, but hadn't gotten around to it, so I figured, why not just put it in there? But what I really want to talk about is no more socialist in the Democratic Party. The Democrats are doomed. This isn't one of these James Carville, we got to elect Barack Obama. I mean, I just see people voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Ain't nobody ever going to vote for a Republican again. What? That's what Jim Carville said in 2008. He said Republicans are doomed. 100 years of Democrats. Doom and gloom for the Republicans. And when he made that comment, I was just about to transition out of management consulting, and that comment was made, and I remember telling a CEO, I said, this guy's, he's number one, he's completely off, and he was talking about the policies that would come into play, and I said, dude, if you follow that course of action, you will doom your company. You'll doom it. Now, keep in mind, during this time when Obama was getting elected, I had major companies just slashing 10% of their workforce immediately. It was so the minute Obama won, they were already struggling under Bush. But the minute Obama won, whoof, they took a meat cleaver to their companies and the unemployment. If you guys remember, Barack Obama lost almost 5 million jobs his first year. He couldn't buy a job. And that was printing money. Anyway, long story short, doom and gloom. My doom and gloom that I'm predicting for the Democrats is legit. Maxine Waters is now, Miss Anti-Jeff Sessions is now pro-Sessions. Why? They got nothing. Mueller, nothing. Mueller, I don't even like to talk about it. I find it to be, it's just a joke to even talk about the guy. And now we learn this. We learn that the Democrats have changed their party platform, the DNC, to where Bernie Sanders can't run. You must now be a full-fledged Democrat in order to get to be a nomination for the party. By the way, totally makes sense. I don't disagree with it at all. Bernie Sanders, you know how they got around the little thing that let Bernie run? They told us he was a Democratic Socialist. They stuck the name before. That's like making Zimmerman a white, what do they call him? A white Hispanic. Had you ever heard this term before? A white Hispanic. So they made Bernie a Democratic Socialist so he could run. But now they're changing it. The Democratic National Committee Rules and Bylaws Committee adopted a new rule. Prevent outsiders like Bernie Sanders from seeking the party's nomination in 2020. The move, they said, is the latest salvo in the ongoing jockeying over the party's future that emerged following the at times bitter primary battle between Clinton and Sanders. And let me tell you, if you were involved, really politically involved in watching, the Clinton-Sanders battle inside of the Democrats is got to go down as one of the biggest brawls in political history where the winner lost. Bernie Sanders, truth be told, should have been the candidate that faced Trump. And there was a college group that has never gotten it wrong. And they said, in the end, they ran the models. They said it would be Sanders against Trump and Trump would defeat Sanders. And the only thing that stopped it was the cheating within the Democratic Party. But this was what they say. While the rule change left some Sanders' top allies thinking the party was being driven by spite, it likely won't affect him directly and could pave the way for one of his favorite reforms. DNC member Randy Weingarten, who is president of the American Federation of Teachers, posted a photo of the rules change shortly after it was added to the proposed draft call for the 2020 Democratic Convention. Oh, by the way, let's see what they do with God at this one, okay, because they booed him before. Weingarten, who attended Friday's DNC meeting in Providence, Rhode Island, wrote that the party changed the rules to ensure to run for president as a Democrat, you need to be a Democrat. Again, I got no problem with this. Except you broke the rules before. What's funny, you didn't need that rule before. For all intents and purposes, Donald Trump could have run over there as a Republican. He could have been going against himself Just for the record, I don't think it would have mattered whether Trump had run as a Republican or a Democrat. At the end of the day, I think the dude would have won. And if he'd won as a Democrat, I'd be cheering the Democrats. I'd say, man, y'all finally got yourselves a winner. But just think about all the things leading up to this and all the cheating that went on against Bernie Sanders with Hillary Clinton. And now this is the final stake through the heart. But it was self-inflicted. When the Democrats allowed Bernie Sanders to run, it was for one reason and one reason only. They wanted Hillary to face easy competition. That's what this was about. Hillary would face easy competition. And what did Bernie Sanders turn out to be? Anything but easy competition. And once they realized that Hillary may not be able to get through the primaries, they started the whole cheating. Remember the superdelegates? Bernie Sanders would win these different primaries or caucuses or whatever, and they go, yeah, but, you know, they got these superdelegates, and all the superdelegates were miraculously for Hillary. So Bernie's kicking her butt, and at the end of the day, she's getting more delegates. So what did they say they were going to do? We're going to relook at our superdelegate policy. Well, good for you. Go relook at it. But it was crushing Bernie. And then Bernie at the end just finally rolled over and got his belly rubbed and made millions of dollars and then came back out. I'm fighting for the little man. I'm fighting for the little man. Yeah, I think we know what's up, Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
There are still a lot of details to be worked out regarding President Trump's agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but one thing will always be in question. How much did Dennis Rodman play a role in this peace process? Well, he joined ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what he was able to help with and ultimately if he wants any credit for making this happen.
If Trump wants the credit, he could take all the credit. He could have it all. I just want them to talk. And I said that with Obama, and Obama just pretty much blew me off. And I thought that I was a laughing stock. I didn't know what I was doing. And I kept trying to tell people that he really wants to talk. He really wants to try to connect with the world, especially America.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. And at a conference today, White House Director of the National Trade Council, Peter Navarro, apologized for saying there's a special place in hell for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Question, Mr. Navarro, really how we want to deal with our second biggest trading partner?
Chris, there's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump and then tries to stab him in the back on the way out the door. And that's what bad faith Justin Trudeau did with that stunt press conference. That's what weak, dishonest Justin Trudeau did. And that comes right from Air Force One. And I'll tell you this. To my friends in Canada, that was one of the worst political miscalculations of a Canadian leader in modern Canadian history. All Justin Trudeau had to do was take the win. President Trump did the courtesy to Justin Trudeau to travel up to Quebec for that summit. He had other things, bigger things on his plate in Singapore, where you are now, Chris. He did him a favor, and he was even willing to sign that socialist communique. And what did Trudeau do? As soon as the plane took off from Canadian airspace, Trudeau stuck our president in the back. That will not stand. And as far as this retaliation goes, the American press needs to do a much better job of what the Canadians are getting ready to do, because it's nothing short of an attack on our political system, and it's nothing short of Canada trying to raise its high protectionist barriers even higher on things like maple syrup and other goods.
Trudeau's a chicken. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. He's a flat-out chicken. That's what Peter Navarro was saying. And what's funny, it is a miscalculation. And I don't know where Chris Wallace got the idea that Canada's our number two trading partner. That's ridiculous. I think he's talking about in terms of we ship a lot to them, they ship a lot to us, and then there's an $11 billion deficit in Canada's favor. Maybe that's true. But China's obviously number one. Japan's getting close. I guess we don't ship a whole lot over there right now. All of them are going to get fixed. Canada, you want to be a big... Look, I love the discussion of trade. I really do. How big and bad can you be? Donald Trump can take trade and say... I even suggested this to the Trump team. I said, look, tell everybody, we'll cut everybody off. $800 billion. We'll just start doing things internally. I want you to imagine this. If Trump took $800 billion and he subsidized every industry that we currently ship things out. Now, you go, well, Kevin, we can't ship out that many Boeing aircraft. He doesn't have to worry about Boeing. He doesn't have to worry about most of our automobiles. A lot of the things that we ship out, the world needs. So you just take what the world must buy from us, and then you look at what we don't have to have. Like, let's say we don't get any TVs from South Korea. Okay, we'll get them from Japan. Oh, we don't want to get them in Japan? Somebody will sell us TVs, and we'll buy them from there. If you don't want to play ball, or guess what? We'll manufacture. We'll bring one of the plants back. We'll manufacture TVs. That person will have a monopoly regulated by the government, and Donald Trump will say, here's your $4 or $5 billion to go do it. And that company will make TVs and refrigerators and whatever. Maybe they join together with Maytag and whoever else. I promise you, whatever we're spending, bringing it in, shipping it in from other countries, implementing the manufacturing, we could create mega jobs here. It would be a fraction of what it costs us to ship it in. Oh, Kevin, it'll cost more. It will eventually, but then if, I'm telling you, as time goes on, you keep unions out of it, we will get better and better and better, and they will get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. That's exactly what happened with TVs, DVDs, CD players, MP3s. Name me your electronics. It went down, 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 down. Play the game. $800 billion is a lot of leverage. You want Chinese widgets? We can get a widget manufacturer. There are manufacturers ready to go right now. I'm not talking about big guys either. I'm talking about small companies, 3D printing machines, you know, and what have you, that are ready to go. They can be Johnny on the spot. They can spin up a factory quick. We would be selling tools, you know, all the PLCs, the manufacturing setup, the equipment that it takes to make this stuff. We will have the, man, we will, this economy would boom. Jobs that would be created would blow your mind. Bring it. And then the farmers would have the, their, then you, guess what? You'd be feeding our population. We would, it would be so, we would be moving so fast, quite frankly, it would be scary. You can't move faster than you can keep up. And that's the only thing that would slow Trump down is he'd have to regulate how fast growth. You'd start seeing GDPs in the 8 to 10% range. So bring it. I mean, it's crazy to me that we even have these discussions. And what's funny is that it's always somebody that hasn't complained, that doesn't know anything about trade policy, that brings it up. And I'm going to play a clip from, what's his name? Noah Goldberg, anti-Trumper. Let you hear what he has to say, and we'll discuss that.
Jonah, as a traditional conservative free trader, do you buy that?
No, not at all. Sorry, with all due respect, I think that all of this is premised on a lot of economic fallacies, which can be illustrated just starting with the fact that President Trump loves to talk about how terrible trade deficits are while he's bragging about how much foreign investment that we are getting. Foreign investment is the inverse of trade deficits because all of those dollars have to come back to America somehow. The bigger your trade deficits, the more foreign investment you get. This is all premised on an accounting fiction that somehow trade deficits are terrible. Meanwhile, the things that we're putting tariffs on are much more important to industries in America that use them. We use a lot of steel. When we make steel more expensive, we hurt more workers and cost more jobs than we save. This is a blinkered 1930s approach to economic policy, and it makes no sense whatsoever.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Jonah Goldberg. But Jonah Goldberg says, oh, it's okay to have this $800 trillion deficit because these companies are investing in America. That's why they're doing it, because we have so much money over there, they're investing over here. Not necessarily the case. See, Jonah Goldberg wants you to believe in the end sum. If you squeeze the balloon, it's going to be one side or the other. That's not true. The reason why companies invest in the United States is because we are stable. We are safe. Our government tends to be one of the better ones in the world, particularly under President Trump. You invest in a country, think of it as a company. You invest in a company that's well-run, whose people are productive, who have rules and laws in place that keep the balance of trade and, you know, and all the other things. In other words, they don't want to, you're not going to invest in somewhere that, where there could be a coup, where there's overthrow of government, where there's instability, they don't even have the proper infrastructure and all that. You don't invest in that. And more importantly, you don't invest in those people. What Donald Trump is doing is saying, we have the most productive people. You can bring stuff back. And you can reduce the trade deficit, and I guarantee you, you will still have people investing in the United States. If you think China, the investment in the United States, let's say for the sake of discussion, we ran equal. We all traded 100% equal. What country would you put your money in? You get it? See, Goldberg wants you to believe that the only reason why they're investing here is because we have these big deficits. That's nonsense. They are investing in this country because we are the best country in the world. We pick the country, and I know we have massive debt. Never should, you know, we shouldn't have it. But you pick the country where you go, oh, my money's much safer in Britain. My money's much safer in Greece, Italy, France, the Soviet Union, China. It's much safer. Tell me your country. I'd like to know. Countries are like large companies, and you're investing in their money. Why do you think the dollar has been the standard? Why do you think China and Russia worked feverishly under Obama to take gold off the dollar standard, oil off the dollar standard? Is because if you could erode the people's belief in the dollar and make the yuan or the ruble the universal currency or some currency they select, you undermine our economy. Can't do it. And they certainly won't do it under Trump. Take a dollar anywhere and they will take it off your hands on the street. They don't even care. You don't have to go to some, you know, cambio and change money exchange. No way. A person would take a dollar off the street anywhere. Take your ticket. Take your franc and go somewhere and try to spend it. Watch what happens. Take your euro outside of Europe and go spend it. I've got a bunch of euro right here. Shoot. If I took it up to the grocery store, they'd look at me like I was crazy. I could take a dollar to any store in Europe. And if I know the currency rate, roughly, they will give me change back in their currency. They want the dollar. So Goldberg's lying, and he knows it. But he sounds good, doesn't he? He sounds like he really knows what he's talking about. Because that's what the left does. Goldberg thinks of himself as a conservative, but he's not. He's an anti-Trump. And he pretends to be a conservative, and he pretends to be an intellectual, but he won't debate this. I'd love to debate him on it. I'm not even a finance or economics major, but I'll debate him.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love the naysayers on the other side. They're easy fodder, and here's why. They watched this country for decades be run into the ground, and they didn't say much. Now, my hand goes up. Was I paying attention in the time of Bush? The answer is no. I was eking out a career, building a career as a management consultant, keeping my, you know, roof over my head, and managed to do so pretty well. And then came the era of Obama. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it was God waking me up, but I saw it and went, whoa, this is about to get ugly. And it did. And now that I go back in retrospect and I look at Bill Bush's policies, I think to myself, that dude was a moron. He ran this country into the ground. Was he a patriot? I think so. But he ran the country into the ground. And then he handed it over to Barack Obama, who did worse. He did far worse. He may have inherited a mess, but he didn't fix it. And I know a lot of people want to give him credit, but you're never going to give a man credit who dared Donald Trump to save Carrier and bring back manufacturing, and Trump did it, and he did it with ease. Now, I'm not talking about just bringing back Carrier. That was nothing. He did it with ease. But before I go any further, I want to play Donald Trump in November of 1999, just after Clinton, had just gotten elected. And here's what he said back then about trade in North Korea. Now, I want you to keep in mind, this is almost 20 years ago, and Donald Trump says this, and I want you to consider the level of consistency that he has.
Develop like nobody has ever seen. And we better do something rather quickly with them, hopefully through negotiation. But we better do something rather quickly with them. Russia
What if, on the North Korean front, what if the North Koreans don't play ball, develop a nuclear capability, go forward with their missile development? Does the United States act unilaterally?
Excuse me. If spoken to correctly, they will play ball. Look on another front what happened recently, where Clinton has asked our so-called trade partners to come so we can renegotiate some fairness into trade, right? They don't show up. They say we're not coming. Why would Germany show up? Why would France show up? Why would Japan show up? They've been ripping us off for years, so why would they come here? It's ridiculous. So it shows the lack of respect for the United States where he asks for a meeting, a summit, and nobody shows. Pretty sad, Wolf.
But is there something the United States should be thinking about doing as far as North Korea's potential nuclear development?
Absolutely. They should be thinking about it. And frankly,
like what? Give me an example.
I'll say this. You go in, you start negotiating. And if you don't stop them from doing it, you will have to take rather drastic actions. Because if you don't take them now, you're going to be in awfully big trouble in 5 years from now when they have more missiles than we do. We're a bunch of saps. There's no question that North Korea is developing missiles. We give them nuclear power plants. We give them tremendous aid because we thought we could bribe them into stop development. Well, they're developing. So much so that South Korea is now developing their own missile systems in order to protect. And I'm really not sure I can blame them. But North Korea is totally out of control. And would you rather have a very, very serious chat with them now? And if necessary, you might have to do something fairly drastic. Or would you rather have to go after them in 5 years when they have more nuclear warheads and missiles than we do?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So they go on, Wolf Blitzer go, well, what are you saying? Are you saying you bomb them? Are you saying you do this? No, I'm not saying anything. Why would I say it? What I'm telling you is take care of your problem now rather than later. A stitch in time saves nine. As in nine other stitches. So fix the stitch. Nip it in the bud. There's lots of reasons for in sayings about tackling things early on before they blow up out of proportion. Okay? But this is where we find ourselves. Everybody wants to be a looky-loo. Everybody wants to come in after the fact and say, oh, if you cut taxes on business, that's not going to work. Really? Well, let's cut taxes on business and see. And he does it, and what happens? It works. They tell us, oh, you do things in Mexico, and you're going to make them mad, and then, they're our trading partners, and we need to be a better neighbor in terms of, like, we're building a wall, we're implementing processes that protect our borders, whether you like it or not. Everything. Look, I would love to tell you that there may be genius behind the ideas in terms of execution, but what Donald Trump is bringing to the political discourse is nothing more than common sense. That's it. And, these people that want us to believe that we are idiots for watching Donald Trump go to a trade summit and say, look, guys, we're going to handle things differently, I find incredible. There's nothing more that Donald Trump did exactly what he was supposed to do. And he's done it in all these different ways, yet we have Democrats complaining. We have Republican establishment types that act as if they know much more on how to do things. I dare any of these leftists listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, kjradio.com is how you get a hold of us. And if you want to call, it's 844-551-8255. I dare any of them. Go listen to Donald Trump 10 years ago, 20 years ago, before he was going to, I don't know whether he thought about it or whatever, but before it was a serious thing, I'm going to run for president, go look at what Donald Trump said and show me anywhere he's changed his mind in terms of policy. Significant policy change. He may have said, you know what, I feel differently about DACA, but I don't. That doesn't mean I'm not going to protect the border. I think that's an amazing amount of maturity. But the left act like, oh, and you have De Niro in Hollywood talking about F Donald Trump. I'm going to get more into that because I want to talk about the elitism of the left here in a bit. Now, I can talk about it now. We've talked about it on the program that these elitists cannot admit to you. It is too far beneath them to go, you know what, guys, we were wrong. Because to admit that would mean that you are actually smarter than they. And let me tell you, the left, they hate admitting that, will not do it. Robert De Niro can drop F-bombs all he wants, and these people can cheer all they want about these F-bombs. But at the end of the day, it's backfiring on them big time. And again, I don't want to cover it too much because I want to come back to that and discuss it based on a Chris Matthews comment about the left. So Donald Trump is doing things that the, and before I even finish that statement, he's doing many things and the left can't figure him out. Now, I'm going to say something to you. It may sound a little controversial, but I don't care. See, that was the same thing that the Pharisees said of Jesus. They were like, what's he doing? They couldn't understand the nuance of what he did. You know, Jesus' timing was impeccable. He would veer off of a course. If you understand biblical scripture, he'll do something, and it seems like you go, Jesus went to the fountain to get water at noon. And you go, okay, what's the big deal? And they said, oh, and he had to go through Samaria. Okay, what's that got to do with anything? Well, he didn't have to go through Samaria in terms of the travel. He chose to go through. And why did he choose noon? This is scripture. I don't want to get too caught up in it, but I just want to explain it. Why did he choose noon? Worst time to go. Hottest time of the day. You know, water evaporates. Hotter than heck. That's not when you go. But he knew that's when the worst people, the dregs of society, would be there. And he, a Jew, was not supposed to interact with the Samaritans. So he went. And who did he see? He sees a female, a Samaritan, a woman who had five husbands. She was the worst of society, an outcast. And he has a conversation with her. He's not supposed to talk to her. Jews were. It was verboten. You can't talk to her. She's beneath you. He talked to her. She was shocked. She was the first person that Jesus told that he is the Son of God. He is the one who is going to save the world. He didn't announce it to kings and royalty and go into the palaces of places. He announced it to the lowest person on the socioeconomic ladder. That should tell you something. When Donald Trump speaks, he's not speaking to kings and whatever. He tweets it. And you know why they hate it? Because he's speaking to the lowest people on the socioeconomic ladder. He's speaking to us, the populace. He makes his announcements, his proclamations to us. And that's why the elitists can't stand him. They're like, what's he doing? This is crazy. He should be talking to us. He's acting, whether he knows it or not, he's acting much like God.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.